Welcome to the jungle. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home in a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Time to beef. I got a couple of beefs to start you off with. My first beef is when Alvin brings in the giant plastic tower of beef and drops it on the billboard, and I have to pull the billboard. The billboard is the paper billboard that I have to pull out, and it's under like this 20-pound tower of beef, and it tears the billboard.
My bad.
And I've got to read the billboard. My bad. My other beef is when Chalk gives me the social media beefs and tags them ATP. It's not the ATP, dude. It's the what's your beef. Come on, clowns. Get it together.
Step your game up.
Not all beef jerky is the same. Old Trapper's original old-fashioned teriyaki, hot and spicy and peppered, all come in 4-ounce bags.
Clowns.
So you can sample. Sample. Ass clowns. Oh, you don't have one for that, do you? Ask for Old Trapper by name because no other jerky compares Old Trapper. What is your beef? All right, so the thing is, I've gone with phone call beefs of late to start. They never work. They're usually just kind of afterthoughts. We throw them in when we run out of tweets. But then the last couple of weeks, I've started with them, and they've just crushed. So do I play the hot hand, or am I getting too greedy? Let's try the calls. I'm going to try the calls. 1-800-636-8686. I need somebody to set the tone. Anthony in L.A., you're the guy. Anthony, what's your beef?
Romy, my beef is with adults making a big deal about birthdays, saying, oh, it's my birthday week. Unless you're under 18, no one cares. It was my birthday this week, and people are asking me, how come you're hitting that work? I'm not wasting PTO to be home on a Wednesday. I have work to do. People asking, are you 29 again? Winking at me. Don't wink at me. Get back to work. Getting asked, what do you want for your birthday? I want this conversation to end, you kook. And you know what? I also got a side beef of people telling me, you know wrestling is fake, right? I know it. Get out of my face. Go have another beer and leave me alone. Or being a clone for over 25 years. And first time in the jungle, thank you, Romy. I'm out.
Nice job, Anthony. Well done. I like it. Stop winking at me and asking me how it feels to be 29 again. Stop asking me if I know that wrestling is fake. Get out of my face, you kook. Good job, Anthony. All right, so far it's a good idea. 1-800-636-8686. We're beefing with the phone callers first. Let's go to the ATL. Jason in Atlanta. Jason, what's your beef?
Jimmy, my beef is with the people in my office who day in and day out will call into our morning meeting and feel the need to actually announce that they're on the phone. As in, this is Pollyanna on the phone. Hi, everybody. This is Priscilla on the phone. Don't do that. We know you're on the phone. We hear your voice coming out of the little speaker. We don't see you anywhere in the room. We're not idiots.
I got you, Jason. I feel you. That'll be me this weekend for the Del Mar Racetrack Board meeting that I will not be there in person for. That'll be me. Hi, everybody. Jim Rome on the phone. And I know what they'll be thinking. Really, dude? You live in Orange County. Why are you not here? Jim Rome on the phone. 1-800-636-8686. Huh, that's interesting. Sydney. Like Sydney, Australia. The Shark? What? The Shark? This should be interesting. I haven't talked to Greg Norman in a long time. If it's that Shark. Hey, Shark, what's your beef?
Oi, good morning, mate. From down under, it's your boy Greg Norman here. Professional golfer. And I got meat, mate. I got loads of meat. And I also got beef. My beef is all them blokes out there whining that COVID-19 put a damper on the sex life. That's not a problem for me, mate. As you know, I am able to have sex while still maintaining proper social distancing, mate.
Yeah, I know, because you have meat, like not beef. Like
not a very good call.
Thanks, Vic. The shark in Sydney. You know what? It's all right. I'll keep it up. Let's keep the phones going. If you want to hit me up with your beef on Twitter, do it at Jim Rome. We go to Grand Rapids. Damon in Grand Rapids. Damon, what's your beef?
Hey, Rome. My beef is people that pronounce the word frustrated as frustrated. These are the same people that go to the library, that go home and eat a sandwich on lunch, and have a plate of paschetti for dinner. You don't leave letters out of words. War Abigail and the apparatus.
Damon. Then you probably do not want to listen to Jim Rome's Big Head Bets, because James Kelly will be smashing a sandwich and having his spaghetti.
Winthrop.
Spaghetti. He warred Abigail and her apparatus.
War Lady Clones.
Notice he did not mispronounce apparatus. Let's keep it going. We go to Humboldt. Mark in Humboldt, what hey. Is your beef?
How you doing, Mr. Realm?
Good. How about you?
Good. So my beef is I work night shift, and I get off about 8 o'clock in the morning. And now, of course, I go to the store, and I get me a fixer and a bag of Old Trapper. And everybody in the store every single day always says, it's a little bit early, ain't it? It's a little bit early, ain't it? They didn't know I was just working 8 hours. And then I get home. I sit in the park in my driveway so I can have my fixer and listen to you on the radio. The old lady comes out with her hands in the air, and I go, what, babe? I'm listening to Jim Rome. And she goes, F Jim Rome. And then as she shuts the door, I go, oh, I forgot to ask her for a sandwich. Love you, Jim. Peace.
My man, peace. That's too much. Hey, man, I got something for you. Leave this guy alone. Mind your own damn business. He's working the overnight shift. His 8 a.m. is your 8 p.m. Mind your own damn business. Let him have his Old Trapper and his beer at 8 o'clock in the morning. I feel you, bro. Let's go to NoCal Scott in NoCal. Scott, what's your beef?
Hello, Jim.
Hey, Scott.
Up here in NoCal, the cyclists up here get a dedicated lane to them, and yet they ride so close to the line, we have to freaking stop on a two-lane blacktop. I'd like to war Tourette's, which I frequently suffer from, and war my wife leaving the toilet seat up.
My man, Scotty. Scotty in NoCal taking a run at, quote, idiot cyclists. Cyclists always feel like that's a reason to go. You're going to have to fight with them now. I feel you, my man. Yeah, you know what? They're getting better. Like, I'm not saying these are great calls, but there was a time when beefs never worked as calls. And I'm still running through it. Like, they're lined up. Every time one drops off, another one comes through, and they're good enough to keep going with. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Little Rock. Brian, good to have you. Brian, what's your beef?
My beef is with the NFL. You see, I'm a working professional, and this is a time of year that's really busy for me. And so I made the unfortunate decision to work this past Sunday. And how in the world is anyone supposed to be productive whenever there are constant notifications of highlight after highlight? Justin Fields going off being a beast, just shy of a buck 50 and 4 touchdowns. The entire Vikings game, it felt like I got 80 notifications from that. And then the absolute craziest event of the day, or maybe the worst if it's your perspective here, Tom Brady going out, trying to catch a pass, falling down, tripping a guy and not breaking every bone in his body. How is a guy supposed to get any work done?
Well, my man, you could turn off your phone or not work that day. That's not a beef I can get with. If you're going to work because you have to work and get paid, then work and get paid. And turn your phone off. Or whatever streaming device you have. And by the way, there was nothing cool about Tom Brady running that pass route, man. That giraffe, like, lumbering down the sideline was something I can never unsee. That wasn't cool. That wasn't ironic. That wasn't clever. That wasn't creative. That was stupid. You imagine if that guy had gotten hurt? That giraffe out in his actual habitat, just moving around in open space, is really something. Something I never want to see ever again. Let's go to the D, Don in Detroit. Notice we're still doing phone calls exclusively. Don, what's your beef?
Don from Detroit, Jimmy.
I know, Don. I just said Don in Detroit. What's your beef? You know what my beef is? That.
Not a very good call.
Why would you do that, dude? Why would you do that unless you want to get run? You know that's going to get you run. You don't self-gloss and you don't repeat back to me what I just said to you. Hey, let's go to Don in Detroit. Don in Detroit. Yeah, I know, Don. I just said let's go to Don in Detroit. How does that happen? In a beef segment, no less. If that, the reason I don't allow that, Don, is can you imagine how redundant that would be if everybody did that? Let's go to Don in Detroit. Hey, Jim, it's Don in Detroit. Hey, Don in Detroit, it's Jim in California. Hi, Jim in California, it's Don in Detroit. Yeah, I know, Don. I just said it. That's my beef. Don't do that. All right. I don't want to end the call portion on that. Let's try. Chalk, you do not look confident. Let's go to Corpus Christi. Dan. What's your beef, Dan?
What's going on, Jim?
Not too much. How about you?
Oh, not too bad.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call.
This is how this works. I go to you and I say, hey, what's your beef? And you just say, my beef is insert beef. You don't need to ask me how I am. You don't need to say first time, long time. You don't need to ask how the weather is. You don't need to ask me what my favorite Old Trapper flavor is. When I say, hey, insert name, insert town, what's your beef? Answer the damn question. It's not hard. Again, I don't want to end the calls on a bad note. Somebody pick me up. This is easy. Rodney, I'm even going to take you through this before I go there. Rodney, I know you can hear me. You're on hold. I'm going to say, Rodney in Memphis, what's your beef? You're going to say to me, Rome, my beef is insert your beef. This is so easy. Let's do it. We go now to Rodney in Memphis. Rodney, what's your beef?
Jim, my beef is fourth and an inch. Shotgun formation. You don't make it. Fourth and a foot. Shotgun formation. You lose the game. Fourth and a yard. You don't make it. You lose your job. Put the quarterback under the center and sneak it. You win the game. You keep your job. And life goes on. Rowdy is out.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
My dude, you had it. I was going to rack you, and then you self-glossed. The screen says Rodney. Therefore, you're Rodney. Now, if everybody listening thought that that was a badass beef, and somebody wanted to gloss you Rowdy, and I thought to myself, damn straight, that guy is Rowdy. Rowdy Rodney from Memphis. Then I would have allowed that. However, there is no self-glossing. Your beef was good, but not good enough that you could break one of the fundamental rules of the show. No self-glossing. Alvin, are you going to add him to the club right now, or are you not able to do so in the middle of a beef segment? Not able to do so. Anyway, Rodney, you had it. You had it. You had it. I liked your energy. I liked your beef. And then you had to self-gloss. And then you got run. So, Chalk, again, I don't want to end the caller portion of the beef segment without walking off on something decent. Decent, at least. Somebody who doesn't get run. Let's go to Michigan. Jason in Michigan. Jason, what's your beef?
Hey, Rome. My beef is with the people that pull up to the ATM machine.
they have to stop, unbuckle their seatbelt, get in their purse, pull out their wallet, stick their card in, get their money, rebuckle, and get back out of the way. Why can't you just be prepared when you get to the ATM machine? That's my beef, Rome. Jason in Michigan, thanks.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
I know what you're doing. Now it's like a thread that you've taken upon yourselves. I kind of respect it. You're trying to get run. You do not need to reintroduce yourself at the end of the take. It's almost like Jason in Michigan thought so highly of his beef that he wanted everybody to know damn well who it came from. Like he styled his beef. That's what that guy just did. He styled his beef. Remember when Aaron Jones had that touchdown run this past weekend and he went airborne into the end zone and he grabbed his junk as a tribute to Marshawn Lynch, like he was styling his TD? Jason Michigan just styled his beef by letting everybody know who said it. I know, dude. I said, Jason Michigan, what's your beef? Like 20 seconds before, nobody forgot who you were. There was no need to reintroduce yourself to the audience. We're still stuck. I want to end the caller portion and walk off on somebody who doesn't get run. Did y'all figure this out while you were on hold and communicate with each other? If so, props for that. Let's go to NoCal. Garrett in NoCal. Man, Garrett, don't do me like that. Garrett, don't get run. Do not get run, Garrett. Just say your beef and hang up the phone so I can move along. Garrett in NoCal. Garrett, what's your beef?
Rome, my beef is with all these Raider fans calling for McDaniels to be fired before his first season is done. Morons.
That's not a good call. No.
What happened, Albie?
Like I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Albie said the phone quality was not good enough. I can't argue with that. I did crank up my volume on my one earbud. How do I know if it's a good beef or a bad beef if I can't hear the beef?
Crank, crank.
Chuck, you got to keep reloading. So there are no calls on the screen because I've run through all of them. I could quit while I'm behind, but again, I'm trying not to end the segment on a run phone call. As far as the caller, it is a TV simulcast. It is that. But the show is still carried on some 200-plus stations nationwide and in Canada. It's an audio median. We need to hear you. I'm going to stay in the fight. I will stay in this fight. And yeah, I'm probably missing out on a lot of amazing social media beef. But I'm not giving up until I get a caller who does not get run. Let's go to Lodi. I like that. I like the sound of that. I like the feel of that. Eric in Lodi. Eric, what's your beef?
Well, Jim, I'm sorry, but my beef is with you and not playing the adult alarm anymore. Macaulay! Get out of the room, Macaulay! Get out! I'm out.
Well, he didn't get run. Fair enough. Fair enough. Hey, Alvin, can we responsibly give them a taste? The adult alarm was something we did back in the day, and it was in reference to Michael Jackson and the fact that Michael Jackson had a so-called reportedly, allegedly, an adult alarm, as in when he was at Never Neverland, when adults broke the perimeter and got into the home, adults, there were alarms that went off to let him know. Why is that? Because he's a rich, famous celebrity, afraid of intruders, or because he was afraid of adults? And why would he be afraid of adults? Well, this is why we got rid of the adult alarm. It was no longer appropriate.
Macaulay, get dressed. There he is. inside the pen.
Okay, I think that's enough. That was me back in the day in a Michael Jackson voice saying, Macaulay, get dressed. They're in. Can't imagine why I ever stopped playing that. That's another... It's another one of those things that although my two sons don't really care that much about this show, like they're proud of me and they're proud of my legacy and what I've brought to it. But every once in a while they would come across certain things that dad used to do, including that, the adult alarm. So they were fascinated with the Rat Family for a few weeks. And they were absolutely fascinated by the adult alarm for a few weeks. How many of you had forgotten that I started that with Macaulay, get dressed. They're in. They've broken the perimeter. You know, the adults. Because Mike was with underage kids. I've deemed that inappropriate and we no longer play that. So you may in fact have a beef with me no longer playing that. But that's why I no longer play that. There were other parts of that that did not get played, including put your underoos back on. That did not get played. So I'm sorry that we can't do... I'm sorry that we can't do a million things that we used to do. Believe me, I am. The show was much better when I was allowed to do things like that. Anyway, there's that. How about another one? Now we're on a roll. One in a row. That guy's got a beef with me no longer playing the adult alarm. Let's go to Stanford. The best and the brightest. Stanford. Connor. Connor, what's your beef?
Rome, it's pretty simple, man. I don't understand why all these people are calling in and getting run and just saying who's calling. Like, for example, like, it's Connor in Stanford right now. Like, I just don't get it. Like, it's pretty simple. For example,
You don't like that call. For example, consequently, heretofore, what was the point of that? Beef segment's fun, even when it's crappy. Well, the segment itself is not crappy. You are crappy. Some of you. I would imagine there are a million good tweets that I could have gone to. But I'm having fun with the callers for some reason. I'm going to keep hammering that. 1-800-636-8686. Let's try Citrus Heights. That just feels like a good idea for some reason. Ryan in Citrus Heights. Hey, Ryan, what's your beef?
My beef is with Kings fans. You got a taste of their delusion yesterday. Imagine living in this town. If they win 3 games in a row, it's playoff year. If they lose 3 games in a row, somebody's got to lose their job. Somebody's getting fired. Unwore the Bean Team. I'm out.
I like that, man. You got a taste of their delusion yesterday. That was strong. I had a good feeling about Citrus Heights. I don't know why. I just did. I'm going to keep this thing going. It's only once a week. It is the beef segment brought to you by my pals at Old Trapper. Not all beef jerky is the same. And believe me, I'm not filling. I don't want to mix. Like, I'm this weird guy, and my family would have a beef with this. For some reason, when I eat,
family.
Are any of you like this? I always eat one portion. I don't mix portions. Like if I have a steak and a potato and something green, I eat all three separately. And I don't even know why I do that most of the time. Same thing with this segment. I don't want to mix in. Was that funny to you, Avi? I am not a serial killer. I don't do it every time, but I do it a lot of times. And for some reason, the fam thinks that's funny. The reason I mention that, I could fill with a beef or two from social while these guys try to get another workable phone call up, but I don't want to mix my potato with my meat. I don't want to take a bite out of that potato when I should be eating my steak. That does not make me a serial killer, dude. What, I'm Dahmer because I eat things one at a time? And by the way, still not going to watch that doc. Still have no interest whatsoever in the Dahmer doc. That national fascination with that. Like, I like documentaries. I like Netflix. I'm just not interested in that dude and what he did. That, unless you have a doc on the guy in prison who got Dahmer, I'm not interested. 1-800-636-8686. Chuck, I know you're trying to stay in the fight. Is it over? It's over. All right, so really quickly, Romy, my beef is when I go into a fast food joint and I go to get napkins out of the napkin holder and some a-hole has them packed in there so freaking tight, you can't even get one out. And when you do, it is shredded so much that you can't even use it. Kevin in Colorado Springs. Here, here. I like that. Or you end up getting 50 out. Dear Jim, my beef is with middle of the street power walker. I'm pretty sure city planners went to great lengths to give us sidewalks. Despite this, you and two of your pear-shaped neighbors have made the paved street your personal Peloton. Get on the sidewalk, walk in a single file line, and stop making me swerve into opposing lanes of traffic. Scott in Anaheim. Hell yes. Man, I was wasting my time on phone calls. These are good. You and a couple of your pear-shaped neighbors. Rome, I have a huge beef with any guy who calls his wife, quote, the wife. She's not the wife. She's your wife. Show some respect. Mike and Snowbird. Hey, Jim. My beef is with my wife. I didn't get a haircut for 6 months, and she told me to cut it because I look like a homeless person. So I had the sides cut, and she told me I look like a redneck with a mullet. So I shaved my head, and she says, now you look terminally ill. What the hell, woman? Zach. In Jax. Hey, Jim, my beef is with my wife. Just because she's right 95% of the time, she thinks that she has to keep giving me advice. After 40 years of this, I'm getting really tired of it. Larry in Albany. I hit Dodger Janna with that sometimes, honestly. We have an amazing relationship, but I'm like, I'm not a 58-year-old child. I know this is like, you're just trying to help. I didn't ask for any help. I'm not a 58-year-old child. You don't need to tell me that. I know. Hey, Jim, I've got a beef. It's with my financial advisor who enjoys posting pictures of himself at the country club on social media whilst my account is in the toilet. Put the scotch down and make a trade, Chris.
Coffee down.
Bob in Buffalo. I feel you, Bob. Rome. Hey, Vance Mack, I beefed earlier about my wife insisting I play jungle bumper music when we wrestle. Last night, she demanded I Van spank her. That cuts a little too close to the knuckle for me. Look, I'm not asking for a favor, but can you call her? Sign Prelo. Chucktown. You know what's funny, Chuck? I'll tell you who I like. The guys on the app at Cameo, they've been trying to get me to do this for, I mean, over a year. These guys are good guys. I've talked to the founder of the company. I've talked to one of his top lieutenants. They're like good dudes. And they always pitch me, and they're always like, you're going to like it. You're going to like it. You're going to like it. The clones will love it. Why don't you do this? And I'm always like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And I'm almost there. Tell you what, bro, you may have put me over the edge. I may do it for that. But you got to pay for it. Jim, do I have to break, really, Chalk? Break. It's only 11:30. We only went a half hour with the beef segment. Do I really have to break? All right.
Break.
What do you got here, Albie? No way. So I got a question for you. Why did I go so long on that segment? Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so amazing? Because it's a family business. Because they stand by quality. Because they produce the world's finest beef jerky. Do not be fooled by other brands. All beef jerky is not the same. I got a beef. My beef is y'all thinking that beef jerky is just beef jerky. It's all the same. It's not. Make sure you choose Old Trapper, where you can actually see the quality right through their iconic clear view packages. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough because they use just the best ingredients from their lean strips of beef, seasoned with top quality spices to their real wood fired smoke. Old Trapper delivers quality in every single bite, and it comes in four amazing flavors. I've run them down. They're all great. I like them all equally. Find out for yourself. Get a 4-ounce bag so you can get one of each, or load up with an 18-ounce bag. If you don't see it, ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Since I messed the clock up so badly, this is going to be a short segment. I will say, though, I want to shout out really quickly to all small business owners who paid employee wages during COVID. You may have overpaid on your payroll taxes, and if so, you are eligible to receive a refund. Again, a refund, not a loan, a refund of up to $26,000 per employee. To schedule your free ERC consultation, call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-704-2000 or go to OmegaTaxCredits.com. Hey, Jim. Is your cat's real name Sapphire? Or is that just a working name? Ken in D Springs. Dude, the cat did not name himself. That's really his name. Remember why? We had two cats. We got them at the same time. This was back in my gin days. I wanted to name them Bombay Sapphire.
Bombay Sapphire.
I thought it was brilliant. Dodger Jano, for some reason, did not think so. I'm like, come on. No, it's the best idea ever. Two cats. They're the same age. They're bros. Let's name them Bombay and Sapphire. Bombay Sapphire. Sapphire. Oh, that doesn't work. How about Tanqueray 10? How about Grey Goose? She wasn't going for it. She allowed Sapphire, but not Bombay. That's how we ended up with Cody. Cody and Sapphire, real names. I love the way Alvin just brought that music up on me. Like, dude, he's just going to get out. He's going to get out there and spiral. I'm going to get the music underneath him. Yeah, like I care, young man. Like I give a damn about your music. Oh, yeah, that's really motivational, Alvin. Way to put the hammer down, Alvin. It's got to be my idea, not yours, Alvin. You know this. I don't want to say it's funny because it's not funny. What is funny is how many of you had never heard that before. But then again, there's a reason why you'd never heard that before. Welcome back. Hey, Jim, you may no longer sanction the adult alarm, but Macaulay will always be a part of Jungle Tourette's. Vince in Illinois. First of all, Vince, it's not that I don't sanction it. I no longer endorse it. But do what you will with Macaulay. Get out. Get dressed. This guy, of all people, at Linear Messenger writes, "Holy bleep, Rome. Been listening for 10 years. I have never heard the adult alarm. Damn, I wish I was there for the good old days." Listen, these are the good old days. The show was just better back then. You wouldn't even... Why do you think I was so beloved and still am for a lot of people? I don't want to say because of stuff like that, but let's just say we did some wild things back in the day. And why? Because we could. Haunted Horse asks, how many texts did you get from James Kelly thanking you for replying the adult alarm? Over 7 or under? Even Sarah is in. Salty or Sarah, quote, that Macaulay bit was one of the funniest things you've ever done. Wait, Sarah, is that the first time you heard that, or are you saying back in the day that was one of the funnier things we've ever done? Jamie in Green Bay writes, Alvin would have needed to run you if you called up with that MJ take today. See, that's why I don't. This is why we got rid of that years ago. It's not appropriate. Ja Rome, thank you for getting rid of the adult alarm. It's insulting. Yours, Woody Allen. V in the fee. War Ants being Woody's best flick. Ponus Wagner writes, Jim, the adult alarm was good, but the funniest reference you ever made to Neverland was fire up the Ferris wheel. I almost drove my car off the road that day. Were the Lions drafting an all-pro with the top five pick they get from the Rams? Honestly, I don't remember saying that. I don't remember everything I've said. Wouldn't that stand a reason? Did I ever say that? In fact, I think a lot of you say things like, hey, Rome, I'll never forget the time you did this, or I'll never forget the time you said that, when I know for a fact I never did that or I never said that. I'm not saying that's the case there. I just know some of you make things up. At Get Me Out of PDX, quote, I just spit out my Chipotle. It's bulk season. Stop the adult alarm. Amber in Portland writes, Romy, if I were Jake or Rogan listening to old recordings of Dear Old Dad, I would walk around the house saying, I are the manager. Or anytime you question me, I would respond with, what do you want me to do? Shoot him? Amber in Portland. War classic Rome calls kick ass. The thing is, they just don't care that much about it. They were born at the wrong time as it relates to that. They don't care. They came in too far into my career when there were way too many other ways for them to get their entertainment. You know, they weren't captive. They were not a captive audience. They had no idea. That's why I said when we were at dinner one night and that one drunk woman came up to the table and said, hey, Rome, bring back the Rat family. And Logan, who I think was 9, looked at me and he goes, hey, Dad. I'm like, yes, son. And he does, if you're watching on TV, he does this. He makes a gesture that she's bleep-faced. I'm like, you're right, son. He's like, by the way, what is the Rat family? I said, never mind. He's like, really, Dad, what's the Rat family? I said, never mind. Actually, he said, well, what's the Rat pack? I said, son, it's the Rat family.
Rat poison.
It doesn't concern you.
Family.
He said, come on, Dad. What's the Rat family? Or what's the Rat pack? Poison. I'm like, son, eat your dinner. And Dr. Jana goes, just tell him. Just tell him.
Family.
I said, well, if I'm going to tell you, I think it would be better to show you. And I broke out my phone and showed him a picture of the Rat family. And then Logan was obsessed for like a month. Bring it back, Dad. Bring it back. Bring it back, Dad. Bring it back. We were at the racetrack once. And Randall from the OC. Randall would always come out to the track when we ran.
Yeah!
Randall was in the paddock and was screaming, hey, Logs, Logan, tell your old man to bring back the family.
Family.
Logan's like, Dad, who's that? I'm like, that's Randall. Logan, yeah! Tell him to bring back the family. Brandon writes, Brome, been listening to the show since 2016. I love it. Started this Twitter just so I can tweet you during the show. I am new to Twitter. I'm trying to get the hang of it. For the first time in my life, I feel old, but still feeling ionic.
Ionic.
My man. I want to welcome you to the app, but it's a hell of a time to be new to Twitter. This is like the weirdest time to join Twitter. I'm not saying you shouldn't, and I'm glad that you did. And it is a good way to participate and interact with the show. But it's a really weird time to join Twitter. And finally, Rome. I think it's pretty rich that KD wants to be the owner of the Washington Commandos. This dude has GM'd the Nets straight into a burning heap of ash. And now he wants to try his hand at the NFL. Hall and Oates can't believe how out of touch he is. Today, Alvin. today. Unwar, LeGM, and KD having such inflated views of themselves to think that they could manage a professional sports team. Jeff from PDX. All right, speaking of James Kelly, Jim Rome's Big Head Bets is going to drop. And I want to say, Calvin, you tell me, we usually put that thing in the can by 1 o'clock, meaning it pushes out at what time, Pacific time? Alvy likes to be on the road. Alvy is so good at doing what he does. He says that he could probably have that thing out by 1:30. 1:30 Pacific time, 4:30 p.m. Eastern time would get you your pick before the Thursday night game. And then you've got time for the rest of the weekend. Jim Rome's Big Head Bets, starring Jim Rome and the Big Head, with a cameo from at Pro Football Doc. Okay, so look for that. We are going to track that right after the show. For the ones who get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and an experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. So make sure you look for that podcast. That is our gambling podcast. You do not have to gamble to enjoy it. Trust me, you'll like it. My thanks to UConn head football coach Jim Mora Jr., Bruce Feldman, college football reporter for Fox Sports. Nice job, clones, on the beef segment. That was wild. That was wild, chaotic, and ionic. XR4TI grinding out. As the year nears its end, have a great day. See you tomorrow. We're out.